The Israeli Hezbollah war finished more than 3 years ago, but it is still debated in different circles. What was most significant about the military showdown in July 2006 was Hezbollah's ability to use the elements of conventional warfare. While the movement did use the usual hit-and-run tactics, it was also able to successfully target Israeli tanks and even warships, unlike other non-state military groups who strictly use traditional guerrilla warfare tactics. Now, amid reports of Hezbollah possessing an even more developed arsenal, which includes anti-aircraft missiles, Israel's military advantage in the region, air force superiority, may be dented.
We all knew in 2006 that the Hezbollah's biggest weakness was the absence of anti-aircraft weapons. So everybody's guessing that they will do something to to overcome that shortcoming, and but they are not going to announce it.
Hezbollah is believed to have acquired large numbers of SA-18 shoulder-fired missiles that could mount a challenge to Israeli helicopters and low-flying jets. Israel also claims that Hezbollah has increased the number of surface-to-surface rockets since 2006 to about 40,000. And while such reports published in newspapers like the London Times and Jerusalem Post have not been confirmed, the repeated threats by Israeli officials, namely Defense Minister Ehud Barak, do raise many question marks. The Israeli minister has recently warned steps must be taken to ensure certain weapons don't reach Hezbollah, and has even stated that Israel would have more freedom of movement in any future war than it had in July 2006.
Israel cannot accept parity with Lebanon or Iran or anybody in the region. It cannot accept this mutual assured destruction, what we used to call in the Cold War MAD deterrence. And there is very close to deterrence now. Some people who know a lot more than me say that this makes Israel very dangerous because they will have to eliminate that deterrent.
Hezbollah's military performance in 2006 was even studied by the Pentagon in effort to learn lessons on how American forces might confront fighters in both Afghanistan and Iraq, who might use similar tactics to those of the Lebanese movement. Ever since the July 2006 war, Hezbollah came to be known as a unique military force, combining both guerrilla and conventional warfare tactics. From Hezbollah's perspective, this created a balance of fear which prevented Israel from waging any new wars. But the possibility does remain that the recent reports on Hezbollah's military arsenal could mean a prelude to renewed military action on the Lebanese-Israeli front. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.